All right, I've got a few observations about the course, about our experience, about this magnificent trip made possible by Gentleman Jack. First of all, I thought, George, you disrespected Gentleman Jack. You disrespected Augusta National. You disrespected the game of golf with the amount of air pollution that you produced yesterday.
Hey, it could have been worse. I spent most of my first round at the Master having the holders.
What are the holders?
That's where you got to hold in your air.
We've all had the holders.
The most stuff.
Thin people around you. And I couldn't do it. There's just too much mixed company. We've just been y'all two, yeah. But, I mean, there was a lot
George
of people
had,
around.
George had apparently smuggled in his own organic air cannon, his own air horn that was ready to go off at any moment.
You know what the worst moment was? As the three of us entered
Amen Corner,
and we're walking up to 11T, and I turned to Gordo and I said, "Welcome to Amen Corner," and then George lets fly.
I got scared.
That is how he
got scared.
I was scared by Amen Corner.
That's how he welcomed us to the most hallowed stretch in golf.
Exactly. Right. And now, whenever I see Amen Corner for the rest of my life on television, that's going to be my first.
I hope you do.
Thought.
I hope you do very much. And I'm not taking it from you. You're such a double agent because the whole time he's going, "Hey, we don't know any of these people. Just let it go. Don't worry about it, man. Come on, dude. Just go. It'd be great. It'd be funny."
You were encouraging
him. You were encouraging. And then
I was trying to talk a special kid into doing something.
And then
so we
get into a backstretch where it was pretty safe. And so, yeah, we'd go ahead and let the
air
cannon go.
But it was when we were going into Amen Corner.
No, it was before that. It was like the first time. And when I did, you went, "Dude, what are you doing?" So I don't want to hear it from you.
People
you're a double
whipping
agent.
Their heads around.
It wasn't that.
Is where I will fart.
I stepped on a frog.
Gosh, it was just horrible. It was so bad that none of us would let George walk in front of us.
It could have been a lot worse.
Because you crop dusted that entire course.
I told Junior,
what happened
I said,
to you? Can you trace it back to
I don't know.
Some eating incident that occurred?
I mean, maybe the pimento cheese, but I had the holders before that.
Pineapple?
So I don't know. I think I was just nervous.
Apple.
Seeing Augusta National.
Augusta National. I just got nervous.
Oh, my gosh. I giggled about that all last night. Of all the days for you to have,
I know,
just
yeah.
Tremendous win. Most of that win yesterday was coming from you. I don't know if people could pick up that on the television coverage, but
well, that's what I told Junior. I said, "Man, if our friends from the morning news like needed a blog from yesterday, mm-hmm. like a different take on the first round of the Masters, I think that would have been mine. What it was like to walk around Augusta National with the holders."
You could write your own "It Happened to Me" column. All right, a few other observations.
You know, this course is beautiful.
Uh-oh.
And
I mean, it truly is beautiful. It did live up to that hype. There was no trash anywhere. Uh-huh. It was just squared away. Even like the flower beds that were off the course a little bit. I mean, everything. It's like they went over this thing with a fine-tooth comb mm-hmm. and made sure that it was squared away. But not a lot of good-looking people. There were not a lot of hot people.
Well, you know what's interesting about that? We were talking about this at dinner last night. I think it's because the guy-to-girl ratio at the Masters is 9-to-1 guys. Whereas yes. if you go to Colonial or the Nelson, it's 60-40 guys. You know, you've got a lot more women.
Okay, but even that, Junior, look at the prices of the tickets, of the passes here. So you're guaranteed that these people are going to be well off. Mm-hmm. Well off people have hot trophy wives.
They don't bring
them
to this.
Well, but even the one to nine ratio, still those ones should be better looking than they were.
Yeah, I think the ones are usually hardcore golf wives or hardcore golf lesbians, maybe. I don't know.
What? Hardcore golf wives?
In other words, these...
Usually you would see the tickets, more players' wives out there that would be hot.
Yeah, I saw a few of those.
Or they just skip first round.
Saw a few of those. But I think the ones in the 9-to-1 ratio that are using those tickets are so hardcore golf fans that that's what they're using the tickets on, not their trophy wives or whatever.
It just seemed like there should have been more hot people. Anytime you have a place where there's a bunch of rich people, there should be more hot people, including the guys should have been hotter. You know, successful businessmen or type A's who always work out and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I counted 15 non-white patrons.
There weren't many.
I thought that was a little crazy.
I think there were more than that.
There were more than that.
It is very much a white male event.
Yes.
Indeed. A white, non-hot male event.
Not just the participants, but the spectators.
Yes. That is correct. I'm willing to vote this. I'm about to bestow a great honor on Augusta National. I know they're excited about this. I'm going to deem them the possessors of the greatest concession stands in the history of sports.
Very efficient.
That was awesome. So efficient. People just walk right through. It's like an assembly line. You pick out your things. Everything's prepackaged. It's right there for you. And you check out. I swear, it was like 4 minutes from entering the line.
Which was long.
Yes.
Yeah.
To then checking out.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of everything because I know I probably will never return here. So I wanted to try everything they offered. I got one of everything, and I think my total was $16.
Yeah, you got every dessert, every
sandwich. Three different sandwiches, three different desserts, chips, a drink.
What was your favorite sandwich?
You know, the pimento cheese was pretty good.
Mine was none of the above.
The barbecue sandwich was
pretty
good.
There's nothing wrong with pimento cheese sandwiches. I don't know why you were bagging on them.
The first bite was not bad of the pimento cheese sandwich, and it tasted like Rotel queso dip to me.
Yeah.
The second bite, I almost vomited.
And then I refused to take a third bite.
Man. Yeah. I like them. I can't believe that was your first one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was, and people around him were looking at him when he said, when you acknowledged that it was the first time you'd ever had a pimento cheese sandwich anywhere, ever. They thought you were crazy South.
I see why it's just $1.50.
Gosh. Dude.
Two pieces of Wonder Bread with that grotesque cheese mix in the middle. It must cost 5 cents to make.
Well,
it's not grotesque. It's good. Cheese sandwich.
Also, the fastest moving lines of any sporting event for the restroom. I went to the restroom out here, and there was a line that was forever long. I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to take 30 minutes. And you walk in, and it is, they must have had 700 urinals in this joint.
That's not the bathroom that you went. I can't believe you did that.
What's that?
Went and bombed out a bathroom at Augusta National.
Out a bathroom. I don't even think they have stalls here.
Corby went number two yesterday.
In a urinal?
No, at the course, though.
Why does he do that?
He goes everywhere all the time.
He's like a cow. He's just always dropping patties. Okay, there were...
That's what it sounds like when he drops one.
There were guys drinking out here. But did you notice there were no rowdies?
No.
So this shows that it is possible for human beings to control themselves.
Yep.
Comparing this crowd to the Byron Nelson crowd, night and day. Yeah. I mean, I didn't see any of the, whatever they call the marshals out here, have to get on to anybody.
Mm-mm.
Did you notice you never saw a quiet sign have to go up?
Never.
No. Never. Didn't have to do it. Which proves we can do this, people. We can get together and do this at other tournaments, too. You can control yourself and not be talking. One of the greatest things they did, and we'll talk about this more when we get into our observations at 8:15, is this no cell phone thing. Weird experience that was to be in a place that nobody had a cell phone. Nobody was wasting time posing for a picture in front of something. Nobody was asking you to take a picture of them and their friend doing this. Mm-hmm. Nobody was talking on their phone or texting on their phone.
Best part of the day for me.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Isn't
people actually talking to one
how
another.
How that completely changes life.
Yes, and when we stopped for lunch and we were all gathered around those little tables and there were tons of people around us, and I looked around and everybody was talking to each other instead of with their face and their phone.
Right.
It was wonderful.
Right.
Yep.
And you know, if there were cell phones here, you could have somebody putting for birdie like a real dramatic putt, and half the people would be looking at their phones instead of watching the action that's right in front of them.